Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 944. There are moments when I mistrust myself, when I feel my own weakness and wretchedness in the most profound depths of my own being, and I have noticed that I can endure such moments only by trusting in the infinite mercy of God. Patience, prayer, and silence, these are what give strength to the soul. There are moments when one should be silent, and when it would be inappropriate to talk with creatures. These are the moments when one is dissatisfied with oneself, and when the soul feels as weak as a little child. Then the soul clings to God with all its might. At such times I live solely by faith, and when I feel strengthened by God's grace, then I am more courageous in speaking and communicating with my neighbors. In the evening, the Lord said to me, "My child, rest on my heart. I see that you have worked hard in my vineyard." And my soul was flooded with divine joy. February 12th, 1937. Today, the presence of God is piercing me through and through, like a ray from the sun. My soul is longing for God so intensely that I fall into a swoon every now and then. I feel eternal love touching my heart, and my littleness cannot bear it, and this causes me to swoon. Still, my interior strength is great, and my soul wants to match the love with which it is loved. The soul at such moments has a very deep knowledge of God, and the more it comes to know Him, the purer and more fervent does its love for Him become. How unfathomable are the mysteries of the soul and God! Sometimes there are whole hours when the soul is lost in wonder at seeing the infinite majesty of God abasing itself to the level of my soul. Unending is my interior astonishment that the Most High Lord is pleased in me and tells me so Himself. And I immerse myself even deeper in my nothingness, because I know what I am of myself. Still, I must say that I, in return, love my Creator to folly, with every beat of my heart and with every nerve. My soul unconsciously drowns in Him. I feel that nothing will separate me from the Lord, neither heaven nor earth, neither the present nor the future. Everything may change, but love never, never. It is always the same. He, the immortal, mighty one, makes His will known to me that I may love Him very specially, and He Himself makes my soul capable of the kind of love with which He wants me to love Him. I bury myself more and more in Him, and I fear nothing. Love has overtaken my whole heart, and even if I were to be told of God's justice, and of how even the pure spirits tremble and cover their faces before Him, saying endlessly, "Holy," which would seem to suggest that my familiarity with God would be to the detriment of His honor and majesty, I would reply, "Oh no, no," and once again, "No." In pure love, there is room for everything, the highest praise and the deepest adoration. Yet the soul is immersed in Him in deepest peace through love. And the words of people, speaking from the exterior, would have no effect upon that soul. What they tell the soul about God is but a pale shadow in comparison to its own experience of Him. And it is often surprised how other people can be struck with admiration at what someone else says about God when, for this soul, it is nothing special, as it knows that what can be put into words is not yet that great. So this soul listens to everything with respect, but has its own special life in God. Saint Faustina gives us some very good spiritual advice here. When she feels her weakness and mistrusts herself, she trusts in the mercy of God. She says patience, prayer, and silence are the things that give strength to the soul. Jesus tells Faustina to rest. She has worked hard in his vineyard and she needs to recuperate. Sometimes he says the same thing to his disciples. We all need balance in our lives. Faustina writes of experiencing an intense longing for God. This is a gift from God. Saint Faustina contemplates her nothingness and God's greatness and the amazing fact that God wants to be with her. This is what love means. And God loves each of us. He longs for our love in return. Love will transform our lives if we make room for God in our hearts. Faustina has such a deep experience of God that it's impossible to put into words. And what we can describe about God in words is only the beginning of who God is. So let's open our heart to God and His grace.